Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. This episode is titled Well-Doing and is based on Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. While Paul had thoroughly grounded the Galatian believers in the doctrine of justification by faith alone, the Judaizers had infiltrated those churches in Galatia and turned them away from the simplicity of the gospel. The purpose of his stern letter was to bring them back to the truth. Would you consider with me three principles here? First, we note the engagement. As with most of his letters, Paul spent the first half on doctrine and the second on duty. In chapter 6, he emphasizes that the life of liberty, apart from the law, nonetheless requires sacrificial service. Well-doing is two words also in the Greek. Doing is poieo, which also means to make or produce, and the adjective well is kalos, a broad term and comprehensive concept that speaks of beauty, excellence, and high quality. All this, therefore, is far more than just doing our duty, or feeling the need to do at least a little something for someone in need. It is actually accomplishing something with excellence and the highest quality we can. Second, we notice the exhortation. Let us not be weary in well-doing. The word weary is ekkakeo, a vivid word that means to turn out to be a coward, to lose one's courage, to faint or despond in view of trial, or even stronger, to be utterly spiritless. Well, frankly, it's one thing to be discouraged, but quite another to faint in despondency. So, what is Paul's challenge? He tells us not to get dreary, not to sink into depression, not to become so dispirited that we just quit. Oh, how easy it is to become weary. We don't want to minimize that. When we see the wicked flourish, and then on top of that, see little result from our doing good in our lives, the lives of others, and our evangelism, it is indeed easy to throw up our hands and say, why bother? Well, what causes such weariness? Sometimes it's simply because of the wrong motivation. Is our doing for God's glory or our own glory? At other times, it's simply because we are doing in our own strength and methods, not depending upon the Lord and His method. Like the Galatians, we are apt to begin in the Spirit, but then seek to finish in the flesh, in Galatians 3:3. So, how do we prevent such weariness? Thirdly, then, we see the endurance. For in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As every farmer knows, we cannot sow and reap on the same day. It takes time, cultivation, and patience. We just keep sowing, cultivating, and allowing God to bring the harvest, even if in some cases we never see that harvest. We are reminded of Paul's challenge to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 3:6 through 8, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that plants anything, neither he that waters, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that plants and he that waters are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. If you'd like to go a little deeper on your own, here are some scriptures for study. How do the following verses encourage us? Luke 18:1, 2 Corinthians 4:1 and 16. Our next episode is part one of six on ministering to one another, and it's based on Hebrews 6:10. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend. I pray that you will continue each day to seek God.